Happy ho-ho, site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog A Tips Tuesday podcast for December 24th, 2019, and I'm your host, Santa Mayanna. Tips this week include the Gutenberg webinar is coming soon. Woo! What new tutorials are up in the Webmaster Training for Designers course? When we'll be starting the DIY SEO Jumpstart Checks, and what new big thing is coming to the course? Time is running out on the Blogaid holiday deals, so get your goodies now. The continued uptick in spam that we're experiencing and what it means for our site security. Why I was banned from a woodworking Facebook group, and this is a must read for all crafters and those who rely heavily on Pinterest for their traffic. What was in the WordPress 5.3.2 release? How to update to WordPress 5.3 if you haven't yet. What's up with the new checkboxes on reports in Google Search Console? And what you should do if you get an authenticated origin pool warning email from Cloudflare. So let's dive in. Hey, there's not going to be any live party tonight on the Blog A Facebook page as it's Christmas Eve. And the podcast is a little shorter this week too, as I know most of y'all are crazy busy this week. In Blogaid happenings, this week I've been making my list and checking them twice to help me organize all of the new tutorials and posts I'll be bringing you here on Blogaid and in Blogaid courses. And two of those posts will be a year in review for my Hobby to Money Making Site series and a year in review for Blogaid. And that will be followed by two posts on my goals for each site in the new year. And as you know, I finished all of the new tutorials for the Gutenberg Ninja course, woohoo, last week. And recently, I did a post on 8 pages you can make in 15 minutes with Gutenberg. They'll show you why I keep saying you don't need page builders anymore. And boy, are they fun to create. So now, I'm putting together a free Gutenberg webinar for you so you can get more details, plus ask questions. And I can't wait to show you just how far Gut has come and just how powerful it is. And I'll have details on that webinar for you soon. Now, as soon as I finished up those Gut tutorials, I immediately jumped into updating tutorials for the Webmaster Training course, too. The first set of new tutorials was how to do full HTTPS conversion on a site that already had a cheat way of doing HTTPS through a plugin or such. There are different pre-checks that need to be done, and a slight difference in order of the steps to take at the beginning, too. Then, I got all the Cloudflare tutorials updated, woohoo, plus a few new ones. And Cloudflare makes about 20 changes a year. Some of those are brand new features to help keep your site secure and speedy. But this year, they also totally reworked the interface. So even though I constantly keep those tutorials updated with notes and screenshots, it was time to remake videos and all new screenshots for several of the tutorials, as too much has changed with some of the areas that need to be configured. And this week, I'm working on a few more updates due to changed interfaces on other testing platforms that webmasters need. And then I'll be jumping into some super deep checks with our Updraft Plus and AS3 setup, as both have made significant changes, especially Amazon S3 for our file storage. That's not only to their interface, but to the settings as well. And this is why you need to get a site audit checkup every 12 to 18 months too. So much changes. And woohoo, next week, I'll be putting together our jumpstart checks for the DIY SEO course. These are one thing a day to check to quickly ensure your foundation is rock solid, as things change all the time with Yoast SEO settings and features, as well as with Google Search Console. Now, we'll start these checks the second week in January, I believe, and then we'll be ready for our first live workshop on technical SEO. And I've got more checks for you this year, as some things have changed with not only Google, but Chrome too. Now, you'll definitely want to know what I've seen in HTTPS conversions since the new Chrome updates that started in November. Plus, this year, we'll be getting our sites on Bing. In 2019, more folks started boycotting all Google products due to perceived privacy invasion. And that means Bing is getting more search hits. And some of my clients are reporting more traffic and conversions from Bing too. So we definitely want to get in on that. Now, if you've been in the course for a while, there will definitely be plenty of new things for you to check in 2020. And woo, time is running out on the holiday deals. All BlogAid courses are still on sale, but the deals for them end January 5th. And time is really running out for you to book your site audit and get $20 off. That ends December 31st. You won't pay until after the audit. And right now, I'm booking well into February for them. So definitely get your request in now. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips, insecurity tips. I've been talking all month about the increase in bad bot pulses that I've been monitoring all fall. And I continue to see more reports of folks getting hit with excessive spam comments and hits to their sites in general, plus more spam via their contact forms. While it's good to have a great spam comment filter plugin like Anti-Spam Bee and then reCAPTCHA on your contact form, it's even better to have superior security that kicks those bots to the curb before they ever reach your hosting account. That's just one of the benefits of Cloudflare when it's properly configured to kick the most bots. You know, behemoth security plugins kick things only after it hits your site. And that chews up more of your hosting resources that should be reserved for your good human visitors. And if the attack is big enough, it could even send you into hosting overages, not to mention how much all of that extra activity slows down your page load speed. Security and performance go hand in hand, and that's just one more reason to come in for a site audit or a checkup and ensure your security is up to date at both your host and at Cloudflare. In content marketing tips, woo! I was banned from the Scroll Saw for Beginners Woodwork Forum and Projects Facebook group. Well, I finally get why Taylor Swift's songs are so popular, and I'm taking a tip from her. You break up with me, I'll write a post about you. And all Pinterest users, you'll definitely want to read this post. And honestly, everybody should read this post and do a mindset check about how you use the internet. In WordPress tips, WordPress 5.3.2 has been released. Now, this is an auto update that rolled out just a few days after the 5.3.1 release with even more bug fixes, and hopefully this time they got the last of them. So if you're still seeing any issues with your site after this update, leave us a comment and let us know. And if you haven't made the jump to 5.3 whatever yet, be sure to read my post for how to do it, as the order is slightly different this time. That's especially true if you were using the Gutenberg plugin. In SEO tips, one of the confusing things in the reports you see in Google Search Console is that it has four elements it can add to your graph, and they're all cumulative. It wasn't really intuitive to figure out how to just see one element of data and turn off the rest. Well, they addressed that and added checkboxes to the data element title boxes. So now it's a little clearer which ones are on or off. Look for those the next time you're checking your reports, which is at least monthly, I hope. You know, I ran a challenge in the DIY SEO course last year that sent reminders to peeps in our private Facebook group to go check their reports weekly, and everyone seemed to like that, so we'll be doing it again this year. And several folks reported that it really helped them understand what content was doing well in search and which ones they needed to tweak a bit too. In Cloudflare tips, hey, if you get an email from Cloudflare about authenticated origin pools, then follow this advice. If you have a paid SSL certificate issued at your host, then you will need to follow the instructions they give for updating everything. But If you're using a free SSL certificate like Let's Encrypt, then you need to turn off that setting in Cloudflare. So go to the SSL TLS tool at the top, then click the Origin Server tab just below it, and turn off authenticated origin pools. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on Blog8 and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blog8.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.